All right. So take two, of course, here, the Derek Shapiro Show, of course, with, again, Casey...
K-Star.
K-Star, that's right. K-Star and A.K.
Yunkai. Yunkai, better known as K-Star.
In Rhode Island, of course. Of course, we had ATL, of course. And now I can ask the questions again, of course. Anyway, so you're performing here in the ATL. You come from Rhode Island. How are you bridging the gap between the two?
I mean, it's been a good journey. Like I said before, we on the Sounds of Pride tour right now. This is my first tour ever. Like, it's just the first lesbian music tour. We got Studology 101 hosting it. And it's been a great experience being able to network with the other, you know, talented artists that are on the tour. It's been real good experience.
What is your music about that people don't know about your music?
I mean, at first, I've been doing hip-hop since I was 14 years old. At first, you know, I was more like a, you know, gangster type of artist or whatever, more into like street type of, really gully like hip-hop type. But you know what I'm saying, growing up and the experiences, you know, people change and all of that. And now I'm known as Yunkai. Yunkai, her persona is more like more caring, more, you know, more about, you know, feelings. It's a R&B, more like on an R&B. But, you know, I will always be K-Star, so it's definitely, like, mixed between R&B and hip-hop, so.
And how is that, you being an artist, how does that work with being an LGBT community?
I mean, it's been a real good experience. Being able to entertain my own community, because the community is supported with each other. So I've been, you know, getting the love and the support from the community and all of that. More doors have been opening up, and it's been pretty cool.
So, where do you like performing in Rhode Island? You performed for Gay Pride for the first time.
I have, yeah.
What was that like?
It was fun. I got to chill with our mayor, Cincellini, actually.
Yes, okay.
Cincellini back on backstage and all of that. So it was pretty cool. I mean, the crowd, you know, they was feeling it. There was a lot of people from out of state. From Texas, pretty much everywhere. I had a good time.
So where else are you performing? Are you performing at like a lot of other clubs too in Rhode Island?
I have performed at the Black Rep. I have performed at the Columbus Theater, and I have done festivals in Rhode Island.
The Dominican Festival too?
I have not done the Dominican Festival, no. I do more, you know, I do English music pretty much. I've done like maybe a couple reggaeton tracks, but it's been mainly like, I think it was maybe the Haitian festival. And then this year, it was Rhode Island Pride.
And tell me about you growing up in Rhode Island. What place did you like in Rhode Island to go?
I'm sorry?
What place did you like to go in Rhode Island during your off time?
I mean, I'm from Pride City. So I stay in Pride City. The only time pretty much I be outside of Pride City is if I'm in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chachi. And I'm saying we got Vertigo, and I'm saying in Pawtucket. So I be up in Pawtucket when I'm doing music.
And what about, and you did a club with Hoodam, of course, with Fliz, and how was that?
It was pretty cool, man. They down-to-earth people. They real cool, you know what I'm saying? They like collab kings, you know what I'm saying? They pretty known in Rhode Island. They holding it down, you know, so.
And who would you like to do a collab with next?
I'm sorry?
Who would you like to do a collab with next if you had a chance?
If I had a chance, I would do a collab actually with a producer, and it would be Timbaland. He's one of my favorite producers.
Timbaland, who worked with JT, Justin Timberlake, and many other artists too.
Yeah. I love his beats. You know what I'm saying? I also would like to work with Missy Elliott, man. She'd be holding it down for the female MCs.
Sure. So what other states do you like? You like the ATL, of course. How many times have you performed in Atlanta?
This is my second time performing in Atlanta. The last time I performed, it was for last year's ATL Pride, and it was at Prima. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Tomboy Swag for having me out there.
Oh, awesome. Tomboy Swag, okay. Yeah. And what other states did you like performing in? You perform in Boston a lot too?
I've actually performed also at the Boston Pride, which was the weekend before Rhode Island Pride. That was also, shout out to Boston as well. They show a lot of love.
Awesome. And where can people find your information?
They can find me at the official website. It's called IamYoungKai.com. You can find all my links there. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? If you want to know all the links, just definitely visit IamYoungKai.com.
Well, thank you very much for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
No problem, man. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Thank you.